You see, as Jesus was praying those words from the cross, words from the 22nd Psalm, he was praying to God, his Father. But he gets through just the first verse. And so in Matthew 27, verses 46, we have this prayer statement. It's also repeated in Mark, with just a slight variation. The word for God in Mark is Eloi, which is in Aramaic. But what we have here in this passage, in this verse, we are told that at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Matthew 27, verse 46, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." My God, why have you abandoned me? Now that's the only part of the psalm that Jesus is quoting. But we know that Jesus knew the rest of the psalm. And you see, there's something in this psalm that's very, very encouraging. It takes us through a journey of suffering. Was Jesus suffering on that cross? Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Were his bones disjointed? Yes, they were. He had been scourged. He had been beaten. He was surrounded by some who loved him and some who didn't know what to do with him, and some who were carrying out orders. They were casting lots, dividing his clothes. He was thirsty, anguish. But you see, there's a reason that Jesus is feeling anguish. There is a reason he would say, my God, why have you abandoned me? Because at that moment, what is Jesus feeling? What is happening in that moment? Let's look at it this way. Does sin bring us closer to God or further away? That's not a trick question. It does what? It separates us from God. Sin separates us from God. What is Jesus doing on the cross? He's taking on whose sins? Mine, yours, and the world's. Is that going to separate him from God in that moment? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You see, he had to take on the sins of the world to be able to forgive them and to overcome their consequences. You see, that's the part of it. So that abandonment, the weight of that, is mind-boggling. Jesus had been suffered. He had suffered. He was suffering. But he is willingly taking on the sins of the world. He atones for those sins. They are nailed on the cross with him. our sins, all of them. They're nailed there. He experiences death, but then he what? On the third day, he rises again. He overcomes death. We have the opportunity for life everlasting, eternal life. He ascends to the Father. A place has been prepared for us, and one day we also will find it and be part of it. We will be in God's presence. That is what we believe. So as Jesus is hanging on this cross, he hears and he is thinking about that suffering. He's experiencing the separation from God that sin brings. But he is defeating sin and death. And if you look at the rest of this psalm, you will find that it takes a different turn. But you, Lord, don't be far away. My strength come quickly to help me. Rescue my life from the sword. Save me from the lion's mouth. And God does. Because on the third day, he what? He rises from the dead. In verse 24, for he was not despised or abhorred, the torment of the oppressed. He did not hide his face from him, but listened when he cried to him for help. Even in that cry of abandonment and despair, God heard his son. He heard him. He hears us in the midst of our cries. Excuse me, of despair. He hears us. We don't have to worry about that. And then, notice how this psalm ends out. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules the nations. Think about it. Is this known virtually throughout the world? Yes, it is. Now, just as many did not receive him then or walked away, the same is also true today. But all of us are sitting here today because we have heard the word and we have made a decision about it. And we are to carry on. Because look at the very last verse of the 22nd Psalm. Last two verses. Their descendants will serve him. The next generation will be told about the Lord. Their descendants will serve him. The next generation will be told about the Lord. They will come and declare his righteousness to people yet to be born. They will declare what has been done. God is good. God delivers us from our sufferings. He delivered his son, who became an atonement for our sins, who conquered death on our behalf, and we have the opportunity to experience life everlasting. You see, in and through Jesus, our sufferings can be turned into praise to God who hears us and delivers us. Praise God. Amen. Our hymn.